Blog Talk Radio.
Tú eres como un ciclón, arrastrando con todo, quemándote mi vida, arrastrando mi amor, dejándome una herida en todo mi corazón, dejándome una herida.
So I can't hear you very well.
I just realized that, and I just shut it down because it's not about our phones. That's
right.
I never got into that with you. This is systemic. So when you download it, you're at the right level. Okay? Our phones just record our audio. My speakerphone records secondhand audio. I don't have to have you on speakerphone to have a conference call. I put you on speaker so that you can broadcast in the studio to make sure and ensure I don't fall down on the mix. And so, and so to produce GRX Live, it wouldn't take Tupac, but it took... Right? So what does a player do?
Keep playing.
Right. I mean, don't that make the most sense?
That just makes the best sense.
Now,
do what you do that.
Wait, man. I can get down to this.
Arrasando mi amor.
You know about me, bro.
Dejando una herida.
Well, I ain't gonna say
I'm well versed in the art of what they call multiculturalism. All right, buddy, you're out of here. We don't want to hear you today because this is GRX Live, and I'm already mad playing with GRX Live. Intro music should sound like. It should sound like, you know. You hear that, Playboy?
I hear that, Playboy.
Get on your knees. Now, we only mean that in a Christian and loving way.
And maybe not.
Well, that's, you know.
If circumstances arise, maybe not.
We might be all black.
You know, sometimes it go down like that.
I think we are all black. That's the reason we do this show.
Check this out. I think I need to go make me a shirt to say that.
I think we need to get with the whole program. Make America black again.
Just make sure it's on a polyester shirt, though, bro. Oh, not no cotton.
Like a rolling shirt, like an old school rolling. Oh, what's up, no? Oh, if you don't have your knit kickers on, you cannot be with us, folks. If you're going to listen to this show, you better have your khakis on and your knit kickers or some croaker socks, okay? Or we'll take some Car Canai boots.
Check this out. Check this out. You know what the uniforms was.
They know, and no cup. We don't do that.
Well, okay, you know, look, in my neighborhood, look, the preferred shoe was the Cortez.
that was a little later in the game, bro. I'm talking early game. I'm talking the time we had the velvet helmets with the velvet hats. With the golf club player, and you can go to Western Surplus. You can buy.
Oh, Western Surplus. Yes,
oh,
sir.
You can buy a gun, a hat, and some jeans, and maybe get a date. Oh.
Check this out. Get your dungarees from right there.
It was a beautiful time. They don't understand what we've given up in this crisis here on the middle class. Derek, speak to me about this crisis.
Oh, well, we got a major crisis in the middle class because this is what middle class? You know, it ain't none no more. They wiped that out a long time ago. What you have is a struggling class. You know what I'm saying? So, and I happen to be in that struggling class. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you, before you go into that, because I'm going to ask you on a personal note, on your show, do you now see project a year ago when we were doing Real Talk, Real Game and setting you up for GRX Live and doing Real Talk, Real Entertainment. It was a year ago when we were doing that. And we were talking about the erosions of the middle class and you and I, you know, I'm more blamatory than you. You're more pragmatic because you're an engineer. I'm more architectural because I want to keep changing and fucking with shit. That's the reality, right?
That's the reality of it all.
Yeah, that's why you got grandchildren and all I got is puppies.
Well, you know, I
Well, I do have grand puppies.
You know.
That's
oh,
funny,
my goodness.
That's funny, but...
Well, you know, like you said, we're dealing with the erosion of the middle class. It's no, you know, it's a struggling class right now because everybody's struggling. Everybody got to have some kind of side hustle. You got your millennials living home with their grandparents or their parents. So it's a struggling class. It's no more middle class. It takes not just one income to be in the middle class. Back in the 80s, one income could keep you in the middle class. Now you need at least two to three to stay in the middle class. That's rough on people.
How do you feel about the last 8 years as it has affected your ability to feed yourself, your grandchildren, your wife, and keep yourself going? And you have, we don't even talk about it really, but you have a serious health disability.
Well, I think I put myself in a good place because, I push money to the side, you know, during those struggling times and situations. And then I had a good job at the time with a large 401k, so, yeah, it helped me, you know, and I got to retire early, so, you know, everything was, for me, was okay, but for my children, it's a major struggle, though. Like I said, the millennials are living at home with us.
Have you noticed that people 10 to 20 years and 15 years and 35 years younger than us, they are clueless in terms of how to actually hustle and make it?
Well, I think they missed that part of the game because we were just now starting social media and we wasn't talking to our kids. Now, some of these kids out there got hustle, you know, like my daughters and, you know, my sons. They got some hustle about themselves. They got a little side hustle, you know, whether they're doing barbers.
I'm not talking about the Rogers. See, you and I can't really get into it. I can talk about all my relatives, even the ones that's deplorable, and they all are successful in one
way
or another.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
even the ones that ain't doing well are actually successful. They just need to wake the fuck up.
Exactly. Yeah, we got a couple on our side too. Just need to wake up, you know, but in time. You know, some people wake up at different times in their state of their emergency, as I call it.
Well, you know, I had a friend who actually
the rain is coming in.
Yeah, it's actually looking kind of ugly over here too, and it's unexpected.
Well, I'm standing outside, so you know.
I don't need you to catch pneumonia. Go on back inside.
No,
okay.
You know, I like being outside, bro.
Yeah,
that's
I know. You and I, I've spent half my early childhood
in the garden.
You know that.
Camping and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
I like this stuff.
Bruh,
I just like the smell of the first rain, bro.
The Explorer Scout, they didn't get into the FBI. Somehow I just kind of escaped. Now I'm just a wild man with a good brain. But let's get back into this, bro, because the hustle nature of what we need to teach is almost unteachable because you don't have folk that – they were making a joke earlier on the news, and then it made good sense. It was ABC 7 yesterday. I think Leslie Sykes said something like millennials don't use – regular. No. The millennial had gotten stuck in the gym out there by you. You saw the story? And so they put
I didn't see the story, but I agree with that.
But he had got stuck in the gym. And so they said he called his people and then posted it to Facebook. And then Leslie said, well, wouldn't common sense be? It was Phil Palmer that said, Leslie told the story, but Phil Palmer said, well, this might be a suspicious story, i.e. fake news, because why didn't he just go over to the desk and use the regular phone, because he was complaining he only had 60% on his phone. He'd already used 60%. So why didn't he just go over to – and then Leslie said, well, that's actually not a bad question. And then here come the anchor, the weather girl, come in and say he may not have known how to use the phone. He didn't grow up with with nothing but cell phone.
Exactly.
And then I went, ooh, that's really creepy.
Well, you know, I can tell you this from firsthand watching my grandbabies grow up. They know how to use the phone better than I do. You know, everything that they're doing is on iPad or a laptop or something, and from grade school on up. So I get to see them work with the pad. I'm like, wow, okay. So y'all do all your homework on the pad, huh? Y'all don't get no books. So everything is... That's just the way evolution is headed.
Yeah,
so
but you still
we need
still
to question
need,
are
hey,
we
bro,
able
bro,
to keep
bro,
up
bro.
With it?
Bro, before you just decide that everybody all about the new technology, you the hell with an Uberless driver. I need somebody managing that ship. The hell with that. And I
talked to my daughter about that too. Me and my daughter talked about that, and we was like, hell no, I'm not getting in a car with no driver. I'm not. It's not 100%. They just showed you a video of one driving through a red light. No, I'm not doing it.
Bro, they keep failing. They're going to keep failing. Anything is hackable. GRX, this is the GRX live show. I mean, come on, bro. We can't lie on your show. Maybe on mine. Your show is anti-fake news. My show might give you a little bit of lie, you know.
A little bit of lie.
Just something you need to go scratch your head about. But your show got to keep it real, bro. That's why we opened up with make hell for a hustler. And you just said it. It's hell for a real hustler in the middle class.
Yep, it is. That's all I can say about that, bro. It is rough.
I think you need to say how rough it really is in terms of some other global perspectives, not necessarily your own, but when you start, and you know, don't let my political nature take over your show. You just tell me to shut the hell up. on my
well, birthday. Your political nature is pretty much spot on most days, bro.
Most days I'm spot on, but, you know.
And the day it's your birthday, you got to be spot on.
See, now you come with the extra burdens. And now,
but,
I'm feeling,
you know,
now I'm feeling yeah. like Michelle Obama. I may not have no hope in the next hour.
But you
next
got
hour. In the next hour. After I get out this hour, I might have a whole lot more hope. Actually,
well,
since
you
I'm,
know.
Actually,
look, you can roll up some hope.
That
you can pop the top on some hope.
You know what? You sounded like, because you was kind of muffled on the first one. It sounded like you could roll up some hoes.
No, you can roll up some hope. You can do that too.
I want you to keep this Christian on your show now.
This is a loving way. This is a loving way.
You need to keep it
in a loving way, bro.
Man, don't let
this is a loving way. So hate no malcontent behind what I'm saying.
That's really real.
It's
real. It's on the Marty Marl, but there better be some light skin. In the mix.
Hey, you know, we can keep you light.
Spooty,
you know, the chocolate to light to the caramel, all that, man.
Ooh, ice cream.
Roll them all up.
Ice cream, French vanilla.
Neapolitan.
niggas need their ice cream.
Give me a Neapolitan. I need it all.
I ain't going to get into you, bro. One day we're going to talk about all that evil we were doing on our prom night. I don't know what.
Ooh, that was evil.
I don't know what possessed me to show up with a broad 5 years older than me, but I did that.
Well.
She was 22.
Well,
I was what, 17, 18? 18.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, you know, same thing that possessed us to buy chicken and bring it.
They did buy a box of chicken. I'm glad you did, too, because that chicken a la Ronge.
A la Ronge.
With the wild rice. Man, I'm still hungry. Chicken a la Ronge.
I ain't going to say what I was doing at the table, but, you know.
Come with Jesus. Oh, we need a break now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to preempt this show. Oh, no. We're not going to get into the dark side. Oh, Denny.
But that's what the light was shining.
Oh, Denny. They had a song called Jenny, but it could have been Denny. Ah, that was LL Cool J. Woo. And Rodney brought somebody his mama's age.
Right.
I thought I was doing big things. You know, I'm 18. I brought a 22-year-old. Rodney brings a 34-year-old. Nigga 18, he dating 34-year-old.
Because he Rodney King.
Not that Rodney King, but our Rodney King. Not that.
Yeah, well.
We
ain't the only Rodney King.
We don't know nobody dumb enough to beat up themselves. Okay,
right.
We don't know that. I don't know why did you turn that corner, bro? We don't. I'm trying. Because
it was there to turn.
Woo,
you said tell the truth, save the devil.
Woo, I'm
just telling the truth.
I'm blushing in my own house. That's
look! Y'all brought them old hotties. I just had a young hottie that was ready to go.
Woo! You better go and pray that your wife ain't listening to you with that. Okay.
She know all about it. Yeah, I told her. I don't hold nothing back, bro.
I'm done with y'all. I'm done with everything.
I don't hold nothing back.
All right, bro. I, you know, I'm burning all of my past efforts at being a photojournalist. My first tier of journalism, I got to go up in flames. Oh, man, you done started some shit in my mind, and I got to get off it. You better take over on your own show. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go and start preaching to myself in the mirror. with my shirt off. With my shirt off.
Uh-oh, you about to become sexy chocolate or something?
Sexy preacher! Good Lord!
And he got his collar on, people.
I wear my collar to bed, boy.
And he got his collar on, people.
Ooh, I need a good woman to break us out of this, because I don't know if I can do it on my own, so we're going to go with...
A great deal of gentle persuasion on my part. I am not...
Nancy Wilson. We're going to take a break. GRX.
During the
yes,
time, sir. I can say that I'd like very much to do this next one for all my gentlemen friends in the audience. I really
and
want
you
to
might identify you with
on
it.
Your side. I'm very much in your corner, and I hope for your sake that you're one of the more fortunate gentlemen, and you have one of those nice, tight ladies at home. Sweet, kind, considerate, very understanding. Actually, I'm talking about the naive, stupid type. But that's the only kind I can think of that would say, you're so getting home from the office. And then she'll say, darling, did you miss your train? Well, maybe you were caught in the rain. However, it's a very little important. And you don't have to explain, at least not today. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I'll have.
Man, that's one of my favorite.
Special,
that's one of my favorite Nancy Wilson songs, bruh. As we're on these dark topics right now, I just remember a brother of mine. I've been into Nancy Wilson since I realized I had nuts. But I was in college, and one of my partners, we was in the jazz, you know, I'm deep into all kind of stuff. And I said, bro, I just love me some Nancy Wilson. You know what this fool said?
What?
He said, well, she like more pussy than you.
That's okay.
That's motivating.
That's okay.
I guess she ain't using hers. Oh, selfish ass Nancy.
I am not mad at her.
I once asked a gay woman that was in the studio recording for me, and she was posing as a straight woman on the track. this is true.
Conundrum.
And I said, why are you gay? He said, it's the cheese. I said, is it California? let us move on, bro. You need to get your show back out my mouth. Come on now.
Man, look here. Look here.
You done let this go to the dogs, dog. We got 5 minutes left. We need to uplift, you know. We got people running
okay, let's
out.
Uplift here. Let's do some uplifting. Let's uplift. How can we uplift these people? I think we can. This is what we're going to do, people. We're going to tell you to uplift yourself, because if it don't start there, it ain't going to start nowhere. We can preach about it. We can holler about it. We can say about it and be about it. But if you ain't going to help, we can't get you up off the ground. It starts with you. How about that? Is that uplifting, bro?
Actually, you ain't said nothing but a word. That's part of their problem.
Right. They're not doing it for themselves. And so what we're going to preach on this show is that you need to do it for yourself. No matter what your situation is, you need to do it for yourself.
And don't call us if it don't work out. Heard what I said? Don't call us if it don't work out because you didn't do it right. Okay?
Well, look, you know not to do that again.
You know, a lot of folks.
Whatever you went wrong at, don't do that no more.
A lot of people. GRX, a lot of people have gotten to the point where they think the government, me, you, their neighbor, their family, owe them something for their own inability to see it in real terms. The first thing is, if you're going to help yourself, you got to see the reality.
Right. You got to want a reality.
Oh, here we go again. Down at that.
Got
to
want a reality first, bro. Somebody can't give you one. You got to want one. That's the difference between us and some of our friends out there in this real world. Because start out the same.
You mean fake news ain't real?
Fake news ain't real.
Oh, man.
Fake news ain't real.
You mean if I watch a hip-hop video and they're in formation, that doesn't actually mean that the women I meet are in formation?
Right. They ain't in no formation. Because they can't follow instructions half the time.
Do you really mean that all the ballers don't really have their own Rolexes?
No, they don't really have their own Rolexes. They rent them. They listen to them. After the shoot, they want their shit back.
You crushing my soul,
bro. They call 2 Chainz for a reason, because that's all he could afford at the time.
Oh, no, he didn't. So why they call him Chance the Rapper then, if you don't hit it hard?
Got lucky.
I actually like Chance the Rapper
because
he's stupid.
I'm not saying I don't like 2 Chainz and none of that, man, because I think he's pretty hot, you know, with the trap music and all that. I'm with it, but I'm just saying.
Trap music. You call it trap music?
Trap music. That's what it is.
Oh, dude, is that fair? Come on, bro. You're going to have hip-hop people mad at us. Come on, now. They already was, but anyway.
Look, if it sound like a duck, it's got to be
woman,
a duck, right?
Woman, shut up. Don't you tell us 90 seconds. If we want to do 90 more hours, as long as GRX pay for it, I'm good with it. Huh. Hey, by the way, bro, I didn't tell you. Daniel Smith, former editor of Vibe, I guess she's working with ESPN and Twitter. She did the ESPN Twitter Live. You know, you can do live on Twitter now. And she did the story over the weekend on the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus. And that's what that was about. So it's she big time, and I got that. And I got that link, and I put that out on my social media. So folks around me is working. We also have other folks over just around the corner related to the 92 riot that actually have been in the documentary mode, and they are on History Channel. So people in our hood are actually active, getting words out, and he actually follows all the police abuses. So on a positive note and an interjection, we have nothing but the future ahead of us. Maybe we can kind of focus on getting this show rooted at least once a week and then follow up with Saturday Real Talk, Real Game, which I think we have to do. We don't have no choice.
Yeah, we need to do that for sure.
Yeah, we don't have no choice there because the folks is listening. You know, like I said, the homie out of the pen was one of the ones that listened to it in the pen.
So, there it is. There.
I guess he knew which corner to go to based on what I was saying on the show.
Hey.
But I didn't mean it like that.
I mean it like that.
I really didn't mean it like that, bro. And sometimes you end up with what's called potential victims.
Yeah, we don't want to be one of those.
Well, Ice Cube will tell you. All right, boss. We out.
All right, boss. We out.
Thank you.
Why don't you give some shit about the kids, man? The fucking kids.
Kids don't believe. Kids don't believe. Stop with that.
Take a week.